Hi, I'm Archit.
And I'm Shirin.
And welcome to Getting Lost with Archit and Shirin, a podcast where two amateur cooks,
if you say so,
talk about all things food, from ingredients, recipes, techniques, and lessons from our trials in the kitchen. Every episode, Shirin, our producer Natasha, and I will do a deep dive into one singular topic and talk about literally everything we know. So today we're talking about rice, very specific things about rice, not everything about rice.
Okay.
Facts, some facts.
Which you have researched in the nerdiest way possible.
I love my research. I'm really excited about that.
And then
we'll talk about some techniques of cooking rice.
Yeah, some real life experiences which may help you in making rice. Yeah.
And then Shirin has a really cool recipe, so we'll talk about that.
Yes.
So let's get started. So it's finally so good to see all of us for the first time in so long and record together.
Yeah, it's great to finally see each other. Not that it's finally so good to see everyone, because it makes it sound like last time you saw me was not great.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. What the hell? We just took it on a different tangent. I just mean that this is the first time we've like recorded together in so long.
That is true.
It's been so long that since then you've had a cat.
I do have a cat. I'm a cat mom.
I know. It's so crazy. Like, I don't think of you as a cat person.
But now can I you have think to of think me you... as a cat?
No. I can't.
Yes, I am a cat mom. And in fact, my cat is as white as rice.
Oh my God, yeah.
She is. Her name is Luna, everyone. And she's a total cutie. Sorry, I love her.
That's just like the best introduction of a cat to know. She's white, her name is Luna, and I love her. You have a lot of emotions about your cat.
I do. Yes. Tell me a little bit about your research, Archit.
Okay.
What made you enthusiastically look up rice, and what did you type on Google search?
So, that's a great question. Thank you for that. What I typed on Google was rice. And then I just like went onto this rabbit hole. And so rice is really fascinating. We still don't know the origins of rice. Like, we don't know where it came from. China thinks it's from them. India thinks it's from us. Anyway, so rice is really, really interesting. We've been consuming rice for about 5,000 years. And it's also something that has about 40,000 different varieties. But only three are really, really popular.
Mm-hmm.
There are three shapes of rice. There's long, medium, and short.
Mm-hmm. So isn't that size?
Sure. Cool. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So in short, you have arborio rice. That's the risotto rice. Mm-hmm. In medium, you have jasmine rice. And then in long form rice is basmati. So those are the three like most popular pieces, like things of rice.
Yeah.
Rice is also so interesting because like, once you've like cultivated rice and like dried it off, you can keep that rice and store it for about 10 to 30 years.
Wow.
And typically it's consumed by people in countries where GDPs are lower because it just is a very filling meal,
mm-hmm.
which is very interesting. And the other thing that I found really fascinating about basmati rice specifically was the fact that India is like indigenously known to like grow basmati rice, and so is like Pakistan, parts of Pakistan. We mm-hmm. share a river, and in the 90s, India basically opened up its market, right? So there was lots of like foreign direct investment. So a lot of like American companies, French companies started coming into India, and they started taking things from India, taking it back to their country, and then patenting it, which gave them the...
That's rude.
Yeah, so which gave them like... Basically, it made them the sole owners of that thing. And it was like very generic things, like turmeric was patented, brinjal was patented, neem was patented. And what it gave all these American companies was like access to the name of the item.
Yeah.
So anyone who sells that item in the Western Hemisphere has to give royalties to this company.
Wow.
And the same thing happened with rice. In 97, there was a company called Rice Tech that came into India.
Great name.
Took a grain of rice, they took basmati rice, took it to America, made a new hybrid of it,
mm-hmm.
and they sold it as basmati. They patented it as basmati. So India had to like fight this like actual like litigation to make sure that, you know, the billion people that India's feeding on basmati rice don't have to like, you know, I mean, we can feed so many people here, but we can't actually sell the produce anywhere else.
Basically, what you're saying is that there were unfair practices being followed.
Yeah, and there's a term for this. It's called biopiracy, and that India has faced a lot of that.
His face has lit up.
Biopiracy is so cool. I did search on biopiracy.
But all of this from a generic rice search.
From a generic rice search, yeah.
So,
I mean,
context. Archit once hosted a whole presentation on how to use Google search.
Oh my god.
And yeah, when we used to work together, and he was like, here's how you can use the asterisks, here's how you can use the inverted commas, here's how you can use and, da 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 da. And you know, I was very amused through that presentation, but the number of people who came to him afterwards saying, you've changed my life, that was more amusing for sure.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, you doing just a generic search saying rice is, you're growing up.
Because I really like rice. I think it's a very fascinating food.
I also really like rice. And as a teenager with an eating disorder, I like gave rice up. Because, you know, they say they're like, oh my God, rice is going to make you really fat.
Wait, I have two more facts. I'm itching to say these two facts. And then we'll stop, I promise. One.
I'm so excited.
One is like a really quirky fact, and I told you about this already, which is the fact that when you, like, sticky rice, if you make it with enough starch and dry it off, it is very, very strong. Which means that you can actually use it like cement. And traditionally, I mean, it's a fact that, and I could be wrong, but I don't think I am, that the Great Wall of China, originally, when it was built, instead, because they didn't have cement at that time, they used to glue the bricks that have, like, make the wall with rice. Mm. And that was just like, whoa, like, think about that, right?
Yes.
And then the second thing, and this is interesting, is that almost every culture that celebrates a wedding has a ceremony where they throw rice behind, like above the newlyweds.
But what does it signify?
So it's about the fact that it's the fact that may your marriage always remain full. So there's that idea of, like, you having wealth and always have food with you.
Someone told me that the Hindu wedding thing where the bride throws rice back.
Yeah.
Which is quite rude, I feel.
Yeah.
It's wastage of food, but fine, whatever.
I mean, there are like in India as well, like, there are places where rice is called dhan.
It is.
And dhan is very close to dhan. So the association of, like, wealth and rice is very high.
No, but the reason that this is what I've been told. So guys, I am not very sure about this, but I have it on good authority that the reason a woman has to throw rice back is that she is giving back every single dana of food that she has consumed at her parents'
house. Doesn't sound
and
right.
I was not okay with that. I was like, I'm sorry, what? But and my best friend chose not to do the whole rice ceremony at her wedding because she was like, this is ridiculous. Like,
yeah, I don't...
Main sab wapas karke apni nayi zindagi jeene ja rahi hu, f*** off. So yeah, I have strong feelings about eating rice. I have strong feelings about throwing rice. Don't do it.
But did you like my facts?
I loved your facts. And you know, the fact that I was so...
I have so many more.
So engaged while you were, you know,
you weren't
talking.
Rolling your eyes at all.
I wasn't rolling my eyes at all. I wasn't looking away. I wasn't like,
My copy for this... when I post about this, we'll have all the remaining rice facts. Because I know
guys,
there are people who want
it. Oh my god.
Nobody's
going to listen to our episode, actually.
I will service all those people with rice facts.
Yeah, you want to service all those people with rice facts?
All of them.
All of them.
Yes.
All right, so let's move on.
Yes.
So Arjun, do you cook with rice often?
Yes, I think rice is just something that really fills out a plate very well. It's also just a really great add-on. So I cook
we need
with
to stop romanticizing rice right now and just talk about it as a food.
Yeah, I cook with rice.
Okay.
Full stop.
All right. Okay. What are your favorite rice dishes? Rice-based dishes, which fill up a plate and your tummy and everything.
I mean, whenever I cook rice, I'm, like, always, like, focused on, like, making the rice the hero. So, like, my goal is always to, like, have it
He's really championing rice right now.
So, I like fried rice. Like, one of my favorite things to make is, like, a garlic fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
I always, like, I like to make curries, but I always keep them very, like, rice forward. So, like, they're not very, like, curry. Like, a lot of people, like, eat a lot of, like, curry and they'll have, like, a little bit of roti or rice. I'm the other way around. I like more rice and less curry.
That is strange and odd. All right, so I'm going to do a quick foolproof how to make rice and not F it up.
Yeah, go for
situation.
It.
Anyone can do this.
In any saucepan, even the chai one?
Yes. Wow. Yes. And you don't need a fancy dhakkan. You don't need like a pressure cooker. Pressure cookers suck.
Pressure cookers are amazing.
Pressure cookers suck. Now,
Shirin has watched some video where a pressure cooker has blown up. And since then, she believes all pressure cookers are made to kill her. So,
I mean, if I were to die because of a pressure cooker accident, like, having already watched such a video, wouldn't that be like, everyone would think I'm really stupid.
That's like literally seeing a car accident saying cars suck. That's the same analogy. Suck. You're like, I won't drive anymore.
So anyhow, you need one katori of rice. So 1 cup of rice, a little bit of salt, and 1.5 cups of water. Here's what you're going to do. You are going to bring your water up to a boil in your saucepan. Jisme chai banate hain.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stir in the rice and salt.
Okay.
And return the water to a boil. So there was one boil, then you put in your rice. And obviously, like, the temperature will change when you add stuff to that water.
Yeah.
Now you bring it back to a boil. Once you have reached that boil, you reduce the heat down to a simmer. And now you cover it. And now you have to cook it for precisely 17 minutes.
17 minutes?
17 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
This is covered.
This is totally covered, yeah. And once you're done, like, how you know that your rice is not going to be like chip. So it should ideally be like studded with craters and stuff. Like, it should have holes in it. But that's, you'll get to know later. Now, after cooking it for 17 minutes covered, you've removed it from the heat.
Okay.
But you haven't uncovered it.
Oh.
You're going to let it sit and like steam out.
Okay, yeah.
Within its own little universe for about 10 minutes. And then you're going to uncover it. And then you'll have the most beautiful, fluffy rice.
Huh.
And if you're going to be doing fried rice, of course, you need to cook it down a little less.
Yeah.
Because it should have a bit of a bite. But if you're doing this for like a normal dal chawal situation or like making Asian food or whatever, this is perfect because it won't... It's actually super light and fluffy and airy and it's just beautiful.
Cool.
So yeah,
no, I like
and
that.
You can't mess it up. You really can't.
So,
but the thing is, you should not uncover the rice.
Yeah, so my question is like, that's a lot of trust that you have on your like chai wala patila for
to
like 17 minutes. You just
ko?
like let it go. Like, do you actually just like not look at it at all?
Yeah, because if you look at it, 17 minutes could feel like 17 hours.
Oh yeah, the what is that watched kettle?
Yes. Oh. Never boils?
Yeah. So do you like do the rinse and all with your rice?
Why do you sound so like nervous asking me this question?
No, I'm just like...
Are you worried?
I'm worried.
Okay. Fair. I do rinse my rice. Yes. It is good to wash whatever can be washed before you cook it. But I don't soak it.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know a lot of people do soak their
it.
Rice.
Yeah.
And I'm just a lazy girl at heart, so...
Yeah, soaking it just seems...
A bit excessive. Like...
Yeah.
If rice is going to be as simple as it's supposed
to be. As a pasta.
Sure. Yeah, you shouldn't have to soak it. But guys, like, don't come at us if you like to soak your rice. I'm sure it's wonderful.
Speaking of pasta, Shirin, do you just realize what rice is?
It is a carb that carries flavor.
Exactly. Amazing, isn't it?
It's, you know...
We're coming
last
full circle.
Last year when we recorded our first episode all about pasta, Archit just
listen
kept
to that episode.
Saying that pasta is basically just a carb that carries flavor, and I was deeply offended. Somehow, when he says the same about rice, I'm not deeply offended. Ooh.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Maybe you just like pasta more.
I do. But there are days when you just need rice.
Do you remember the first time you cooked rice?
Yeah. It's a couple of years ago. Just don't laugh.
Couple? Like actually 1-2 years ago or like...
Yes.
Nice.
The first time I cooked rice, I'm a woman in my late 20s. So this is a bit shameful. The first time I cooked rice was a couple of years ago. And I was scared. But I followed the recipe that I have shared with you, which, by the way, is a Martha Stewart recipe. So yes, even to make rice, I was like, best fluffy rice, Martha Stewart, because I trust her.
Wow.
Yeah, and I watched a couple of YouTube videos, and there we were. It was for Thai curry.
I mean, there's no shame in looking for recipes. I recently looked for how do I cut a carrot. Like, I just like,
okay,
genuinely wanted to just cut it right. And I had to like learn.
You know, guys, I think the reason Arjit's saying there's no shame in looking for recipes is because he has a blog full of recipes. He doesn't want to like mess that up.
I do agree.
But yeah, when was the first time you cooked rice?
In college, again, 20...
You don't need to sound so proud and superior while saying
no,
that.
No, not at all. Like, 2015, I made dal chawal for the first time.
Did you f*** it up?
Not really. Not heavily. I really wanted to, like... I got rice, but I got really shitty rice. It's called Uncle Ben's.
I know Uncle Ben's!
Yeah.
Can't you also make it in the microwave?
Yeah. So, I got that kind only. I really did not want to f*** it up. And it's like this tiny rice.
Yeah,
it's really, really tiny. It's like Brooke Bond chai for chai kind of a thing.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm shaming potential sponsors in the future, but I'm just saying, like, if like the level is just so bad and it's damn chewy and things like that, but it is rice and I cooked it fairly well, I should say.
And yeah, did you follow the instructions on the
back? Yeah, I had to like follow, but like it's America and it's Uncle Ben, so they had like big instructions everywhere. Like, think of like going to like a grocery store right now and getting like daawat or something. They would have no instructions. They'd be like chawal hai.
Yeah, because they expect you to know. Yeah,
exactly, right? Like, so because I had that rice with me. I had like desi rice with me and I was like, kuch likha nahi hai isme. How do I make this?
Oh my god.
So I had to go and buy.
You could have just googled best fluffy rice Martha Stewart.
I know, but the thing is like, I knew it is basmati, it's desi, so it could be like, you know, like, there's a different way of cooking it or as compared to something. I did not know cooking.
You did not know internet.
No, I knew. 5 years ago, like, I didn't know any cooking.
Huh, that is also true. You were just a fatty who ate fries.
But yeah. And again, we ate fries today, so.
Yeah. I mean, we're all fatties who eat fries.
Absolutely. Now.
Do you eat your rice with your hands or with a spoon?
Spoon, man. I can't do hands.
I'm also a spoon person.
Yeah. Natasha's losing her mind here.
She's just like...
But Natasha does eat with her hands, which is really awkward of her. If you don't know Natasha, let's just talk about this for a hot second. Natasha is the cleanest, like, clean freak in the world.
So are you saying eating rice with your hands is dirty?
No, but for the fact that, you know, think about it from this perspective, Natasha is so clean freak that if she ties her shoelaces, she has to go and clean her hands.
Okay, so
and
I'm sure she
if
washes...
If she touches her feet, she has to clean her hands.
Okay, Arjit.
There are so many things...
You know, I think you're worrying about the wrong thing here. What I'm worried about is Natasha has such long, beautiful nails.
Right.
So then what... How does she manage? That's my concern.
I was getting there. The fact
manage
that,
to eat, not
yeah,
to clean.
No, but think about it from that perspective also. She's hand like eating with her hands and she's washed her hands. But like now there are like particles of rice and dal in her fingernails. Do you not think of that, Natasha?
They look really clean. And Arjit, I think you need to like broaden your...
I'm amazed that she eats with her hands.
We may not have caught this on the mic, but we just had a whole chat with Natasha about like eating rice with your hands. And I think that's really interesting because neither Arjit nor I do it.
Yeah.
Not for any particular reason, just that we haven't grown up doing it.
Yeah.
But everyone who does it says that rice tastes... food tastes better when you eat with your hands and then obviously like with rice.
I mean, I guess it's true, right? You're involving another sense. You're involving touch as to your food, which otherwise you don't.
And it's a lot more intimate.
Yeah, I mean, it's also like we eat so many things with our hands as Indians, right? Roti, we eat with our hands. As compared to, like, there is no other bread in any other culture, for the most part, give or take, which is just hand, like, eating with your hand. Like, there are a lot more breads that you eat with utensils than with your hands.
Okay, fine. Quickly, Arjit, tell me about this garlic fried rice situation. Tell me two tricks to make it perfect every single time.
One is that you should always try and get some stale rice as compared to freshly cooked rice.
Okay.
So traditionally what I would do is that, well, in our house, we eat too much rice already, and our dog also eats rice.
So, yeah, mine does too.
Yeah, so we actually have a lot of rice all the time. Hmm. So I usually get like old rice that's been in the fridge, because you don't want any moisture in that rice. You want to impart... So basically, rice is like a... Like, you know those like styrofoam balls that used to like put... like fillers?
Yes.
That you put your packaging in. It's like that. It has lots of holes and it can actually soak a lot of things.
Yeah.
So it's better to soak the flavors that you're cooking with as compared to soaking it in water.
Hmm.
So it just, it's a lot more flavorful in that way. And then the second is that, unlike most other cooking with fried rice, and actually most Asian cooking, you should always cook on high heat.
Yeah.
As compared to low heat.
Yeah.
And I really like my rice to have a little bit of a crust.
Love that.
Right?
So love
like
that.
Pieces that are like really crunchy, clogged up together. Mm. And to get that, what you have to do is once you've mixed everything together, you take a spoon and then you just like tap everything down. So tamp it down all the way to the bottom of your pan.
I did not know that.
So stick it to the pan, like spread it out, stick it to the pan, and then let it sit there for like at least a minute or two.
Like
on full heat. Let it sizzle.
And it will not burn.
It won't burn. In fact, what happens is because you've cooked... So hopefully you've cooked like your vegetables on the same pan. So there's lots of like sugars and caramelization that's already happened on that pan. So when you're sticking it, you're actually just pulling that flavor out of the pan.
That is actually amazing. That's genius.
So you get a lot of flavor.
Okay. Speaking of flavor and cooking rice in the flavors that you want to actually, you know, put up front and center, risotto is one of my favorite ways to eat rice, and it's really not as easy as making rice in a saucepan. So we've covered the easy bits, and now maybe we should spend a little time talking about the complicated stuff. And if you have any hacks about risotto, I'd love to hear them. Otherwise, I'm happy to share my recipe.
I actually, fun fact, I've never made risotto.
Is it risotto or risotto?
I don't know. I say risotto, but I also say risotto.
Same. We are not, guys, we're not.
Natasha,
experts.
What do you think?
Risotto.
Risotto. Agi. Fabulous housewife. Bollywood housewife.
Okay, guys. So, if you are working towards making risotto/risotto, and I would recommend starting with mushroom, because it is the most delicious thing in the world.
It's also like the basic, like the original risotto.
I mean, you really can't get it wrong.
Yeah.
My sister makes a pumpkin risotto as well.
Ooh.
And
with desi pumpkin?
No, not desi pumpkin. But I mean, she doesn't live here, so it'll be hard for her to find desi pumpkin. Anyhow, if you're looking to start the journey of like making good risotto or risotto, whatever, you need two things going on.
Yeah.
First, you need a really good stock, and second, you need arborio rice.
Mm.
And there's not much else that you need besides like mushrooms and a little bit of cheese and whatever. So, first trick about making your stock super, super flavorful, and you don't need to go and get your fancy mushrooms to make a flavorful stock.
Okay.
What you have to do is take a full patila, fill it up with cold water, and throw a few mushrooms in.
Mm.
Clean your mushrooms first. Disgusting people. Sorry. Cut that out. I don't know.
So do you put like full mushroom or you just put the stalk of the mushroom?
Okay, I'll say that.
No, I liked it. Just go with it. Don't cut anything, Ananya.
Okay, so the way to get really, really flavorful stalk is not to buy fancy mushrooms.
Okay.
It is actually to just use whichever mushrooms you have.
Hmm.
And normally in India, you get those simple button mushrooms.
Yeah.
And go be a little smart about it. So what you have to do is you have to start by filling up a patila with cold water.
Okay.
Don't fill it up with hot water. Fill it up with cold water.
Huh.
Throw in mushrooms. You can do just the stalk. You can do full mushroom. Cut it, slice it, whatever. And put it on the gas. Bring it up to a boil. And because the mushroom would have been in the water while it was cold, and then it's the whole journey and it takes a really long time, the flavors really come out. You'll actually even see the color of the water changing because it'll become a bit brown and stuff like that. Once it has come to a boil, just like when you're making rice, remember, you bring it to a boil and then put it
simmer
down to simmer. That's what you do. And you should put a little bit of salt in your stock as well, because that is the core base of your risotto. If you've got a really good stock, you'll have flavor.
Yeah.
If not, you will not have flavor. Okay. So with that threat, while your stock is like simmering, what you need to do is take a...
How much mushroom do you put? Like a lot, right?
No, I put like 3-4 mushrooms to make stock.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. If you're bringing it from cold to hot, it actually really works with few
just
mushrooms
a few
as well.
Things. Okay.
And I don't put like onions or anything else in my stock. I just want that plain mushroom flavor.
Yeah,
also
you don't
dislike
also
onions
yeah.
like immensely. So
no garlic also?
No.
You love garlic.
I love garlic and I'm going to use it in my other pan.
Okay.
So you take a wide pan, preferably a deep dish. And in that you put a little bit of butter, a little bit of olive oil. And that kind of helps both not burn.
Mm.
And you throw in lots of garlic. Okay. And then you cook down your mushrooms. So once you've, you know, put lots and lots
and
of mushrooms.
And these are the mushrooms that are not in that stock. They're like fresh mushrooms.
Yes,
right?
You need fresh mushrooms
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
So get mushrooms, cut them up how you like, preferably chora chora. And cook them down with a little bit of butter and a little bit of olive oil and lots of garlic.
Mm.
And then remove from pan. Now, what you need to do is in that same pan, put a little more butter.
Mm.
Don't wince. And on a high-ish, high, medium, medium-high heat, take one katori or one cup of arborio rice. And you cannot do this with a different rice. Like, it will not be the same.
Okay.
And I won't say roast. I'll just say cook the rice.
Toast it.
Toast, yes.
Yeah.
Toast the rice for about 2 minutes till you hear it clicking. Like, so once your rice has properly toasted and started clicking, like, that is when you can actually start the whole process of putting more stuff in it. Now, the trick with risotto is that you don't put all the water or all the stock at the same time.
Okay.
And it takes approximately 22 minutes to make. So for one cup of arborio rice, what you're going to do is one ladle after the other. Ladle by ladle.
Mm.
You put in stock and this is at medium heat and you move the rice.
Okay.
You let the rice bloom and cook in that stock and you keep moving it. And the way to do it is just push the rice back. It'll come aage. Push it back. It'll come aage. Just keep pushing it back till the point where you feel like the water has been absorbed.
Mm.
And it's not really flowing so freely.
Hmm.
So it's almost like that whole does it coat the back of a spoon kind of
right,
test.
Right.
And only once the water has been soaked up, the stock has been soaked up, do you put another ladle of it.
Okay.
And you keep going.
Okay.
For about 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So it takes a lot of attention. Here, you don't look away from the pan. This is not a time to be like texting.
This thing takes a lot of stock as well.
It takes a lot of stock and you'll be surprised how much water just gets absorbed by one cup of arborio rice.
Yeah.
And you just
it makes sense
it.
Since 1 kilogram of rice takes 5,000 liters of water to be made. I'm just inserting more facts.
You are.
Please go on.
You know, I'm sure you're very loved. Okay. So
what?
And after 15 minutes, what I recommend is that you keep tasting your rice.
Okay.
Just to make sure that you know when to stop cooking. Because like we've said so many times before, cooking is... Like, knowing how to cook is great, but you also need to learn when to stop.
Yeah.
And in your risotto, it should not be chip-chip. It should have a little bit of a bite. So, you'll know when you're done. Keep tasting
it.
Keep on tasting it. Now, the other thing to know is that ideally, and people say traditionally, you should make risotto in a way that it can be eaten with a fork.
Okay.
So, what means is that it should be just soupy enough... It should have just enough residual liquid towards the end that you can have it with a fork and it's still like
coats your mouth.
But it should not have so much liquid that you need a spoon.
So not khichdi.
Not khichdi. So now once you're done with... Okay, don't make faces.
What? Natasha, you don't like khichdi?
I love khichdi.
Khichdi is nice.
I hate khichdi.
Okay, so once you're done cooking, you throw your mushrooms in on top. You mix them around.
Yeah.
So technically your risotto is ready. So you already put the salt in the stock.
Mm.
You've got all the mushroom flavors and you've got mushroom. But you need more. What you need to do is get a little bit of Parmesan.
Mm.
Grate it on top. Put a teaspoon of butter and cover your risotto.
Okay.
Cover it, leave it for 10 minutes.
Huh.
When you open it, everything would have melted.
Ooh.
Mix it around and that's that. So what I normally do at a restaurant is that if I'm ordering risotto, I always ask, do you put cream in your risotto?
Yeah.
And they're like, yes, yeah. We do. And then I'm like, then I'm not going to have it, because the starch in risotto rice, arborio rice, is what is supposed to lend to the creaminess of risotto, not risotto. So the only cheese you're adding is one handful, or even like maybe a couple of spoons of Parmesan.
Mm.
And everything else, that thickness. So
is that like a test? Is that like a test that should we like be telling people that if you go to a restaurant and ask for risotto and you ask for like the fact that do they put cream? Because if they're putting cream, that means that they're not confident.
I mean, that's how I decide whether to order it or not. Because, see, it can be a really fulfilling dish. It can be really fun. But it can be so bad if it's not good. Like, it can genuinely feel like a really expensive plate of khichdi.
Yeah. That's why I've never really ordered outside, risotto as much. I've eaten your risotto a lot. But
and you can also put, like, truffle oil on top.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So there's a lot you can do. You can put some parsley. You can do whatever you like. But overall, if you're making risotto at home, net-net, a few things for you to remember. You need to make sure that your stock has flavor and salt, but not too much. This is not like making pasta where you put like all the salt in your water. Well, not really. The second thing is that you have to keep a very, very close eye.
Hmm.
And the third thing is that you have to make sure that you are not overcooking it. And that's pretty much it. That's like basics of cooking. And there you are.
That's cool.
It's a fancy meal. It's a very fancy meal. It takes a lot of love to make, and a lot of attention, and a lot of vigilance. Constant vigilance. Who said that?
Delhi police.
Mad-Eye Moody. Alright, Achit, do you have any questions for me?
If you were to look at like rice in general, in its forms, what do you like better? Sushi or biryani?
Oh, I love biryani. Biryani is the best.
I like sushi. The best.
Well, good for you.
Like, if I was to choose between biryani and sushi, I'd choose sushi.
No. I would 100% choose biryani.
What's your go-to, like, biryani place?
Home. Grace makes the best biryani.
Diplomatic.
No, for real.
Okay, since we're taking a tiny biryani tangent, I do want to just also talk about, like, out of all the different kinds of biryanis that different regions have, like Calcutta has aloo biryani, and like Hyderabad has their own like version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Big focus on lamb. What is your like favorite? Like, what is the biryani that you?
If I'm not an expert.
What is the biryani that? What do you expect from a biryani? Really, like, okay. Do you expect an aloo in it?
No. So I'm not an expert. I actually don't know the nuances that change from region to region when it comes to biryani. But if I were to answer your question directly, which is what do I expect?
Yeah.
Is whatever Grace is in the mood for. What I don't expect is elaichi.
Oh God.
So if there is elaichi, I will find it, hunt it down, and like move it to the corner of my plate. Other than that, I've had aloo in my biryani. I've liked it. I am not an aloo hater. Give me aloo any time of the day, I will eat it.
Mm.
I don't like my biryani to be really sticky. I like for it to be like super fragrant, super like fluffy.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So like, I'm really sorry about the fact that Archit has been like throwing his facts into our podcast recording randomly. And if it has annoyed you, please don't unsubscribe. I'm not going to let him do
that. Yeah, but
next
like,
time.
Tell me about it. I feel like there'll be a lot more people saying, hey, the facts were cool.
Sure.
We can make it a format. Guys, if we want to make it a format, I need some like help.
Please send help.
There were so many facts that were vetoed that I'm still dying to talk about. But
yeah, no. Some facts are just not meant for a food podcast.
Side conversation for people who are interested in facts. Check out a conversation around what is the war that's happening in rice. That's all I'm going to say.
Sure. All right. Thanks, Archit. Today, for our new segment, an actual new segment that we have. Today I learned something new, or something I learned today. We haven't like finalized the name yet. But tell me what you learned, since you are a Mr. Know-It-All who has all the facts.
Two things that I learned. One was that risotto takes a lot of water to make, a lot of stock to make. I did not realize that. And
full patila goes.
Yeah, and like I was very fascinated by how like there is a lot of labor that goes into making it, but it's actually a very good end result. And then the second thing is, it's not something I learned, it's just something that makes me laugh every time. So what did you learn, Chiran?
Oh, I learned so many facts. I learned that it takes a lot of water to make rice, and that Achyut is still surprised that even though it takes a lot of water to grow rice, making rice with lots of water is apparently like a totally foreign concept to him.
Yeah. So that was actually cool.
Stop nodding.
I agree with you. I did not put those two together.
Yeah. What else did I learn? I learned that there is a thing called the rice wars that everyone should look up.
So fascinating, guys.
Yeah.
So
I can go on and on, but I just don't want to repeat all the facts that Achyut has shared with us so generously. But the one useful thing that I learned was that when you're making your fried rice, what you need to do to get the crunchy, crunchy crust is to pat everything down evenly and across the entire pan. And not just like little bits. And put it up on like high to medium high heat.
Yeah.
Medium high heat. And let it sit for about a minute. And then you'll have like the huge expanse.
Oh, so much.
Of crunchy brown yummy
so much
bits.
Crunch.
Yeah. I want garlic fried rice. Oh my God.
I kind of want risotto.
I am not going to make you risotto right now. That is so not happening. My fridge is empty. Mm. But thank you so much for listening, everyone. We have rambled a little more than usual today. Achyut has given a lot of facts. So maybe we should change the category of our podcast from food to like annoying encyclopedia child. We will talk to you soon.
And also just thank you for everyone that's listening to our podcast. I mean, we just realized that we are the number one podcast in the country on Apple Podcasts.
That is super exciting.
When
yeah, but
we were
for food,
this.
Not
for
like
food and
one
art.
Podcast, but yeah.
And we are in the top 100 podcasts in the country as well.
Yeah, so are actually super grateful that more than our friends and family are listening to this podcast. This is so much validation because like when we started recording this, we were just like, our friends and family are going to listen to this podcast if they're really bored.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't the best goal in mind. It was just the fact that we really liked talking to each other and we thought someone else might also like to do that. And so like that was just like how it started. And yeah, we're really just happy with where it's gone and all the people who've come on board as guests and people who help us build the blog every time. So Natasha, Ananya, who edits our podcast now, and Cheshta, who made the design for it originally.
Which I love.
So yeah, I mean, thank you so much for everyone who's part of it.
Yeah, I'm super grateful. But also, more than anything else, I feel like the biggest growth here has been the fact that Natasha went from not knowing much about audio editing to teaching herself everything in a span of a few days when she knew that we wanted to launch the podcast because she wanted to help us, which is to me like the nicest thing anyone can ever do. And she's properly self-taught and that's super inspiring. So she's just hiding her face right now. So I'm basically saying, I'm not saying this to annoy you.
No, I mean, definitely. Natasha's...
I'm saying this because we love you. Is she crying?
No, she's overreacting.
She's a little cryy. But yeah, so thanks to everyone who has helped us create this, and we really hope to be able to produce lots more content. We've tried to up our equipment. We've tried to, spend a little more time planning our content. And if you have any requests, please do let us know.
Oh yeah, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I should say I'm very open to feedback.
I'm also very open to facts. So if anyone wants to send facts, that'd be great.
Please don't send us facts.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Please don't send us facts. Bye. We've received so many questions on the simplest way to start a podcast that we just went ahead and spoke to the experts for advice.
Ha, guys, she doesn't mean me. We spoke to the good folks at Hubhopper, India's leading podcast creation platform.
Turns out, they have free solutions for content creators on studio.hubhopper.com. That is studio.hubhopper.com. Do check them out, as you can easily create and launch a podcast for free and get your podcast to the right places like Spotify, Gaana, Google Podcasts, and so many more.
If you do start a podcast, please DM us the link on Instagram @@Achyut Lost. We'd love to hear it. This episode of Getting Lost with Achyut and Shirin was produced by Natasha Rati Kapoor, edited by Ananya Gupta,